that's just a few of the specific kind of components that you can put into your windowing area. There are text fields and text areas, and I am going to show an example of that in a moment. Text field is a single line where users can enter text. A text area has a number of lines, usually which is scrollable, where the user can enter a large amount of text. Oh, and also you can either you may also display text in the text fields and text areas. Two other kinds of things are choices and lists. And choice gives you, they're kind of similar. Choice gives you a menu where the user can select a particular item. So there will be like a, when you click on it, there will be like a pull-down menu or a drop-down menu, and the user can slide the mouse to select a particular item. List is similar, except that it's the list items, the choice items are put in a scrollable window, and the user just clicks on the one they want to select. So I'm not going to give examples of that, but we have examples of that in the Java resources that you have on your web page. Let me just say that the main difference between these two, or one of the main differences, is that in both of them, you can add items that users want to select from during the execution of the program, but in lists, you can delete items as well. So lists, you can change the contents of the list during the execution of the program if you want to do that. And finally, there's a class called Scrollbar, where you can put up your own scroll bars with little sliders that can select different values. And this is distinct from the scroll bars that automatically come with things like text areas. This is a scroll bar that you control what are the values that it ranges over. You have to put up your own labels and whatever it's going to be controlling. On the next